So this week we are covering message 7 of the semi-annual training from this past winter training. I believe that's week 20...
31.
Wonderful. Week 31 from the Holy Word of One Revival, and that's message 7. And how about we all read that title together from this past week? The Labor of Ross. Short title. Let's read it again.
The Labor of Ross.
Amen. Wasn't that a wonderful item, wonderful furniture in the tabernacle and the outer court? How about initially, let's pray read, or let's read some of the verses that we have from some of the days. How about we read, just so we get a context, let's read Exodus 30, 17 to 21.
Amen.
That's Exodus 30, 17 to 21. Amen. Let's read it all together. 17 to 21.
And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "You shall also make a laver of bronze, with its base of bronze, for washing. And you shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it. And Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet with water from it. When they go into the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water, that they may not die. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn an offering by fire to Jehovah, they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they may not die. And it shall be a perpetual statute to them, for him and for his seed throughout their generations."
Hallelujah. Amen. We need to, they shall wash with water that they may not die. This is quite striking. As priests, that was the case. How about we read on day 5 of Titus 3:5. Titus 3:5 on day 5. Okay.
Not out of works in righteousness which we did, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
According to his mercy,
amen.
He saved us,
amen.
Through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The following day, Ephesians 5:26-27. And we'll also pray read a verse. But first, Ephesians chapter 5, 26-27.
Amen.
That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish.
Amen. That he might sanctify her.
By the washing of the water in the Word.
Amen. By the washing of the water in the Word.
Amen.
Cleansing her by the washing of the water in the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Thank you, Eucharistic Church.
Amen.
The washing of the water in the Word.
Amen.
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 Oh, the washing.
Amen.
Cleansing by the washing.
Amen.
Cleansing
right.
By the washing.
Amen.
Cleansing in the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Cleansing by the washing.
Amen.
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 cleansing her by the washing of the water in the Word.
That she would be holy and without blemish.
More holy.
Amen.
We would be without blemish.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Let's read those two verses again.
Amen.
That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the Word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And I'd just like to, let's also read on day 3, John chapter 13, verses 4 to 5. John chapter 13, 4 to 5. Okay, 4 and 5.
Jesus rose from supper and laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
Amen. Wow. Amen. In addition to that, it's not in the the day's reading. Let's also read John chapter 13, verses 1. Okay, that's again John chapter 13, verse 1.
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come for him to depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the uttermost.
Amen. He loved them to the uttermost. And verse 4 and 5 is a depiction, is really a manifestation of him loving them to the uttermost.
Amen.
Laid aside his outer garments, took a towel, he girded himself, he poured water into the basin, and washed the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. This was his pattern, and this is a pattern to all of us.
Amen.
That we would, and he charged his disciples in the following few verses that we would do the same. We would do the same. We would also wash each other's feet.
Amen.
Amen. So what a wonderful week.
Amen.
Really a wonderful week on the laver of bronze. The brother who brought out The brother who brought this out had a few key phrases that he kind of drew out from the outline as little key terms or key words to keep in mind as we are going through the progression of this outline. First and foremost, we need to see the significance of the laver of bronze. We need to see what it is. We need to have a realization, have a revelation, and have a vision concerning the laver of bronze and appreciate its significance. And then we need to enter into the laver of bronze, into the experience of the laver of bronze, which is the washing of the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
The washing of the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
So we need to see and we need to experience.
Amen.
We need to have the vision and we need to have our progressive entering into the reality of the laver of bronze.
Amen.
We know certainly on the day of his resurrection concerning all the types in the Old Testament, and certainly concerning the furniture of the tabernacle, we see that all of these things are concerning Christ. All of them are concerning Christ himself. So the laver of bronze is Christ himself as life, as the life-flowing and life-giving Spirit. And so this is wonderful. And so let's actually make our way through the outline briefly. I think we have until usually up to noon. Is that right? Afternoon. Okay, so I'll share briefly, and I'll just give a very, basic overview. So let's read Roman numeral 1 together. Roman numeral 1.
It is crucial that we understand the significance of the labor of bronze.
Let's read 8 together.
The labor of bronze signifies the washing power of the life-giving Spirit issuing from the death of Christ.
Let us also read F together.
The washing of the laver signifies not the washing away of sin by the blood of Christ, but the washing away of the defilement that comes from contacting earthly things by the life-giving Spirit.
We really need a washing from of the defilement just from us being on the earth. Just from our existence here, that God has placed us here on the earth. We need a washing of the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
This is the washing of the labor.
Amen.
G. The priests were required to wash in the labor before serving,
lest they die. This indicates that if we try to serve God without washing away our earthly defilement by the life-giving Spirit, we will suffer spiritual death.
Amen. We should take note of this. Letter H.
The labor of bronze was for the operation of God's dwelling place, for the operation of the tabernacle.
Okay, so the first of the four words that the speaking brother brought out was secret or key. Let's keep this in mind, secret or key. It's not mentioned in the outline, but we see that the secret and the key is implied throughout the entire message, and the labor of bronze is the secret to the operation of the tabernacle of God.
Amen.
Of every furnishing of the entire tabernacle. We see that before the priest could have contact with any of the other furniture, they had to first be washed.
Yes.
We saw this in the verses, lest they die.
Okay.
And certainly, before we touch any of the other items, even though it comes in between the tent of meetings and the altar of burnt offerings, we need to first go to the labor of, we need to experience the labor of bronze for our washing, for our realization that we need to be washed.
Amen.
And then for our subsequent washing, our entering into the experience of the washing before we come into contact with any of the other furniture
Amen.
Of the tabernacle.
Yes.
And in H1 it says, without the labor, this is striking, nothing in the tabernacle or in the outer court could operate.
Amen.
They would be there, but they could not operate. So we need the labor of bonds to operate all the other things in the tabernacle.
Amen.
Okay, and secondly, the key word that the brother brought out was life. So first, secret or key, And the second word is life. And he says this, the laver of bronze is full of water, and this water signifies life. The content of the laver of bronze is Christ as life.
Amen.
And actually, this flowing water is Christ, who is life, as a life-flowing and life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know the content of the laver of bronze.
Amen.
This laver of bronze is washing us, sanctifying us, cleansing us, and even more so, beautifying us so that we become the same as Christ in life and in nature.
Amen.
Okay. And the third, and so let's read Roman numeral 2 together.
We need to experience the labor, the washing of the life-giving Spirit.
Okay. And let's read B together. In John 13, 1 through 17,
we have an experience of the labor portrayed by the Lord's washing of the disciples' feet.
And let's read B4 together. The Lord's
washing of the disciples' feet was a matter of love to the uttermost. To wash one another's feet, therefore, is a matter of brotherly love.
I was particularly touched that we need to have a view that we all need the washing.
Amen.
And the member sitting next to you and the brother or sister sitting next to us, they need washing.
Amen.
And we need to take the pattern of our Lord Jesus to wash one another's feet by ministering Christ as life to them.
Amen.
To meet their every need.
Amen.
And to wash them from all the defilements so that they could be innerly energized, innerly supplied, innerly nourished, strengthened.
Amen.
This is our unique need. And so the third word to keep in mind is love. We see the Lord loved us to the uttermost. Not only that he died on the cross for our sins, he redeemed us. But the love to the uttermost was that he would be our organic Savior.
Amen.
Saving us much more in his life.
Amen.
Even to the point that we would become his counterparts.
Amen.
He would, this is the issue. This is the result of his washing. Day by day.
Amen.
Moment by moment. He's washing us. He's flowing himself into us. He's dispensing. He's ministering to us so that we could be in constitution and in reality the same as he is, to match him in every way, without spot, not having any spot or wrinkle, and without any blemish.
Amen.
He would present the church, that's us, to himself glorious.
Amen.
This is his love, and he loved us so much, and his love to the uttermost is actually displayed in this picture.
Amen.
And ultimately, the consummate issue of this love is a new Jerusalem.
Amen.
His bride. And so the fourth word to keep in mind is process. And this is key. And the brother emphatically mentioned this. We need to be in the process.
Amen.
We see the importance of the labor of bronze, but we need to be in the process. Not
Amen.
Only personally, but again, we minister to one another. We supply one another. We're weak in ourselves. We're dry most of the time. And that's okay. That's not bad. We shouldn't condemn ourselves for being dry. But we just realize, I need the washing, Lord. Wash
Amen.
Me again.
Amen.
Supply me again.
Amen.
We know that this is the Lord's heart for us. And so we can pray to him in such a way. Lord, I feel so tired, so dry, and I have so many needs. But Lord, come and wash me. You are my
Amen.
Need. Supply me with yourself.
Amen.
Abundantly.
Amen.
You are the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Give life to me.
Amen.
We could pray to him in such a way. And because we're here as a church, we're members one of another, we realize this brother, this sister needs life.
Amen.
They need
Amen.
Supplying. So we also, being supplied first, we can supply one another. This keeps us all as a church in the process,
Amen.
In the washing, and
Amen.
In the constant experience, in the continual experience
Amen.
Of the labor of bronze.
Amen.
This is so glorious.
Amen.
We need to be in this continual experience because we read also in Exodus, this should be a perpetual statute to us all.
Yes.
Stay in the washing as a serving priest, serving in the tabernacle of God.
Amen.
So we can each share maybe approximately a minute or so. And then with about 5 minutes to noon, Scott will have
actually, I think the food service saints wouldn't mind if we go.
15 minutes over.
So up to 12:10.
Amen.
So let's all minister to one another.
Amen.
Like I shared.
Amen.
We need your portion.
Amen.
He actually gives an example of washing as taking a shower. He said, how fresh you will be after you take the shower. So it's the same like after you get washed by the Lord, so this is how you feel. Mm. And then when he brought out that example, I actually think about, so actually in Malaysia it's like really hot and sweaty, so you need to take shower every single day. But then here it's so dry, so you know, I don't really like to take shower because it's so dry, you don't really feel dirty. But then if today you didn't take shower, then the next day you will feel you are really dirty. Because I think you just get used to it, you need to take shower every single day.
Mm.
So I think it's the same with the, it's like, when I want to take the shower, I'm so reluctant. But then by the time I'm up to taking the shower, I feel so, it's so good to take the shower. So it's the same, I think, as reading the word. It's like, if you have the habit to read the word every single day, then I think at first you were reluctant, but then by the time you were in the process, then you feel so good because you get refreshed.
Yes.
Yeah.
The washing of regeneration begins with our being born again and continues with the renewal of the Holy Spirit as the process of God's new creation, a process that makes us a new man. And this washing is a kind of reconditioning, remaking, or remodeling with the divine life.
Yeah.
And in the morning nourishment, I enjoy that we have to go through this process. When we go through this process, it makes us a new man.
Mm.
And this process is a kind of reconditioning, remaking, and remodeling with life.
Amen.
The washing of regeneration purges away all the things of the old nature of our old man, and the renewing of the Holy Spirit imparts something new.
The
divine essence of the new man into our being.
Amen.
In this passing from our old state into a holy new one, from the old creation into a status of a new creation.
Amen.
Hence, both the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit are working in us continually throughout our life until the completion of the new creation.
Amen.
I just thank the Lord for this process, that even though sometimes it seems like I'm not there and nothing seems to be going on, He is working in me.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Also like our home meeting sharing, but I enjoyed that the waiver was between the sharing on meeting and like the belief, So like only the priests could like wash their feet with the laver, and then I see it like kind of like a sanctification because they're being separated from the rest of the people in the tent of the meeting. And so I think like it's significant for us because we're different from the world because we're born of God, so we need to constantly be washed with the water so that we can be sanctified and separated from the rest of the world.
Amen.
And then I also enjoyed that this washing, in Ephesians it says washing, washing by the cleansing of the water in the Word.
Okay,
I really appreciate that the washing is in the Word, and so to be washed, we really need to come to the Word every day.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll just share something small. I appreciated this, the difference between the blood and the water. they both wash us, but from different things. Like the blood cleanses, washes away our sins, but the water of life washes away the blemishes of the natural life of our old man. And so a lot of times, you know, we come to the Lord and we confess our sins, which is good. And that's necessary. That's the first step. But I think even then, it's like, well, sometimes we're sharing with the college students on Friday, and it's like, well, how come sometimes after I confess my sins, I still feel like it's hard to exercise my spirit, or it's still hard to turn to the Lord or touch the Lord? And that's because sometimes, like David had said earlier, we're in the world. We're not of the world, but we're in the world. So, as we're in the world, we are in contact with a lot of earthly things, worldly things. May not be necessarily sinful or cause us to sin or anything like that, but they're not of the Lord, right? And if it's not of something of the Lord, then it's not life. Right?
Right.
So when we come to the meetings, so when we come together, if we're not exercising our spirit or enjoying the Lord right before that, it's hard to jump from one straight to the other. Right? Feel like there's a block that causes us to kind of, I don't know, we have to go to the Lord to be washed, right? In the Word and in prayer in order to be able to flow out this life. So the life is in us, but in order to flow it out to one another, we have to be washed. And I appreciate it, you know, we were sharing about in Exodus, the story of Moses and hitting the rock, right? So the rock, the Lord, He is the source of the water, water signifying life. But this life, even though it starts from the Lord, we have to flow it out to one another. If we aren't faithful to flow it out to one another, it just kind of gets stopped, right? It's like a well that's like plugged up, or like a hose that's like plugged up. There's like no life flowing through. So we just have to be mindful that each day, and I appreciate it, it's a daily washing, like you all were saying. It's not just like you don't just take a shower one day and then you never shower again, right? You shower. Hopefully, you shower every day. Similarly, hopefully you're washed by the Lord every day. So that you don't get stuck in this like spiritual deadness, right? In the Old Testament, if the priests weren't washed by the laver, in the laver, then they would physically die. But for us, if we're not washed, we can actually, if we're talking to one another, we could actually be spreading death,
right?
So it's really important that we ourselves have to be washed in order to flow this life out to one another.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I really appreciate how the Lord, I mean, God, His provision for the priest to serve Him. I mean, first you saw all these glorious furnishings in the Holy of Holies and the holiest place, and then you see that how, you know, that service, that you stand before the Lord and you are in His presence, and you get shined upon, and then you can meet with Him, you know, by the ark. But then the Lord is so practical. But before we can even do that, all that, we have to go through the bronze altar and the bronze laver. This whole week, I'm just really touched that in order for us to serve the Lord, we do need to contact Him. And contact Him cannot be rushed. See, the brothers shared about, you know, how we need to go through the bronze altar so that our sin can be dealt with by His blood, by His cross. And then we have to be washed every day. Every time we enter into the holy place, we need to be washed first, because we constantly get defiled by the contact of the world and worldly things. It's just, especially these days, I mean, you turn around, you even when you're, I mean, I remember brothers always shared, even when you're driving on the highway, you know, all those postings along the highway, even those, and not to mention when you turn on your computer, you know, what pops up in the first page of your internet, whatever. All these things, they just constantly defile us. And if we don't come to the Lord and spend time with Him to be cleansed, to be washed, we really can't serve Him properly. We can't be serving Christ to others. We need to really be washed first. And the significance of the washing also includes being reflected upon. Because it's the laver was made by bronze, so it reflects us. Because if we don't get washed, we probably don't, if we don't contact Him as a life-giving spirit, we probably don't feel that we're dirty. But as long as we're willing to come forward to Him, as soon as we look into the basin, the bronze will reflect our true conditions to us, will show us how much we need the washing. Oh Lord, because it was made of the material for the mirror of those women who served the Lord. I'm just like, oh Lord, so we really need to come to Him. And then this shining brings us and gives us the deep sense of need that we need to be enjoying Him and take Him as the life-giving spirit, the washing in that spirit. And the thing is, this washing is so wonderful. It doesn't just wash us clean. It also supplies us.
Yeah.
It fills us with the Holy Spirit. And that empowers us. That strengthens us. That also enables us to move forward, go forward into the holy place. So I'm like, oh Lord, we got to enjoy. Let us be less reluctant to be washed. We should just, oh Lord, every day I want to come forward to You. Anyway, I had a fellowship with a sister who hasn't been in the meetings for a while. And then she just shared with me that when she started having morning revival with another sister, that just refreshed her. That just, you know, made her so refreshed again. And saints, you know, when we contact people, really, it's the supply of life that revives people. But we need to be refreshed first. We need to be washed, cleansed, and supplied first. And then when we are filled with life, then we can supply life to others. When we are filled with the living water, we can bring this flow to others. That's why we can become that's how we can become the channel, right? The open channel that the water will flow into us and also flow through us to others. Praise the Lord for the bronze laver.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't finish my point regarding the shining, the reflecting of the bronze. Actually, I wanted to also share that we often felt like when we have problems with other saints or with our spouse, we often felt the problem is on the other party. It's always, Brother Caleb, that's your problem. But when we come forward to the Lord, when we look into the bronze labor, we will see our condition, our true condition. That's when we realize, oh Lord, I need to be washed. I need to be cleansed. I'm not saying that, okay, nobody else has problems, but it's just that when we are washed, when we are cleansed, when we come to the Lord first, we are exposed first. And that exposure brings us to receive more of Him, to the hunger, to the desire to be filled with Him, to be cleansed by Him and be filled with Him. And when we are cleansed and filled by Him, praise the Lord, we will be covered and surrounded and filled with life. And then, oftentimes, the problem goes away. Because mainly, whenever we have problems with ourselves, we don't like ourselves, oftentimes. And we couldn't get along with others. Why? Because we're not in life. We're not filled with life. So the exposure is in shining of the bronze labor. Also, show us our true condition, and that brings us into His shining, and the shining brings in more flowing of the water and also the supply of the water of life.
Amen. Should go a little bit to what Sister just shared, like even not only with the relationships with one another, but even our relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Right? Like I feel like a lot of times,
amen,
I ask Him, like, Lord, where are you? Lord, why can't I sense your presence or whatever? Not getting into my mind about it, but just kind of like, Lord, why do I not feel your presence? Mm. Right? But actually, it's not the Lord who's not there.
Right.
It's our condition.
Right.
It's the fact that our condition is not right to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
He's always there.
Amen.
He's ready, waiting for us to turn to Him.
Amen.
But we need to be washed and cleansed in order to be able to come forward to Him, just like the priest needed to be washed in order to go contact the Lord.
Amen.
It's very striking to see that the operation of the tabernacle, the operation of God's dwelling place, hinges on the bronze labor. And there was a statement in the reading that said that even if everything was still there,
right,
it would be complete.
Right.
But without the labor, there could be no there couldn't be the operation,
right,
of the tabernacle.
Yes.
And even that the priest would not be able to serve; they would,
right,
die.
Yes.
And I think this falls under the vision part to realize how crucial it is to experience the washing of the labor.
Yeah.
And I just appreciated that that the experience is the experience today is in the washing of the life giving spirit. And I think the brother even said it's the life washing spirit.
Yeah.
And I just appreciated this reminder that we need to be cleansed from all the defilement from the earth, from the world. It's not enough to just experience the blood. We need to also experience the washing of the blood of the Spirit. And I just appreciate it. I think the brother was just saying, we need to be in the washing.
Yeah,
the I-N-G. It needs to be a constant process.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate, Lord, we need to be in the washing. By calling, by being in the Word, there is the cleansing of the washing of the water in the Word.
Yeah.
And then that verse just really struck me because it says that He might present Him to Himself the church glorious, right? That's the end goal, is that the Lord would present the church to Himself. So I just appreciated this week that this is the Lord doing it, right? But we're cooperating by saying amen to the washing, amen to the life-giving Spirit, and cooperating simply by turning and calling. In Titus it says there's the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Spirit. So every time we turn, the old things are being washed, they're being taken out. Divine metabolism happening, and there's a new element being added in, right? So we need to be in the washing and in the renewing,
amen,
so that the church might be presented to Christ.
Amen.
Glorious.
Amen.
This week that we not only need to know the significance of the labor, we also need to experience it. And there was this one point in day three that really struck me. It says that if we remain in the defilement that comes from the earthly touch, we cannot serve God, we cannot pray, and we cannot function in the meetings.
Amen.
So actually, as the saints have shared, like, as long as we are on this earth, we will come in contact with the earthly things and the dirtiness, right? But, so that means that there is the need for us to be washed daily. And this matter of washing is not just washing in the water, but it's also the washing in the blood. So we not only need to be washed from the earthly things, but we also need to be washed of our sins. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
So yesterday, my roommate and I finally cleaned our dorm room, and you'd be surprised what piles up in, like, 2 weeks during midterms and stuff. Even though it's, like, so simple to clean along the way, like, take off your shoes before you walk into the room, or, like, put something back right after you use it, it's also really, really easy to, like, just be dirty, and, yeah, so you realize that once you're dirty and things pile up, you're kind of ashamed of your room, and you don't open up your room to other people. You kind of just try to, like, block their view of the room whenever you open the door and when somebody knocks. But also, we realize that when a lot of things pile up, you're not so encouraged to clean by yourself. Right. It's so, I enjoy the cleaning together. Sometimes you need encouragement to turn back and touch the Lord and to, like, maintain your Christian living. And then after we cleaned, we opened our door right away to our friends and we had a study session. So it's like we were wondering why we didn't do this earlier. We really need the constant washing.
Amen.
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 Amen.